KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy. We have 55 degrees. We look for showers and thunderstorms today. High around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Radar shows a band of light to some moderately embedded showers stretching from around Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, southeastward through Carson and Griswold, and then on down to the Missouri border, around by Prescott, and further on down south toward Lamoni. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Creston police report three arrests took place over the past few days. Saturday afternoon, 47-year-old Sean Connolly of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. She was released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a promise to appear in court. Friday evening, 23-year-old Cody Lamock of Afton was arrested at the Union County LEC on a warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Lamock was later released also on a promise to appear. And 37-year-old Candace Russell of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. She was released on a promise to appear as well. Creston police said also a man reported that sometime between 7 and 10 a.m. Friday, his belongings were taken from a shelter house at McKinley Park in Creston. Missing items included clothing, paperwork, and medication that were contained in a large backpack and a smaller bag. The loss was estimated at $600 altogether. A traffic stop in Red Oak at around 4:50 a.m. Sunday resulted in the arrest of a man from Mills County. Red Oak police say 18-year-old Blake Robert Raymond of Glenwood was taken into custody following the traffic stop for OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance first offense. Raymond was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council will meet Wednesday evening at 5:30 in another electronic session via Zoom. One of the items on their agenda is a resolution to require employees and visitors to city buildings to wear face masks. The issue is, of course, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and a request by the Atlantic Library Board for the city's blessings requiring those entering the library and other city buildings to wear the masks in order to prevent the further spread of the virus. City Administrator John Lund says he reached out to City Attorney David Wiederstein, who agreed the precaution is appropriate. Lund is expected to inform the council Wednesday that if approved, the mask policy would apply to the interior of city-owned buildings only and would not affect private property, business or residential, city parks, trails or other city-owned grounds. It would not result in a citation or penalty for failure to wear a mask and would remain in effect only if the council feels it's necessary to protect employees and the public. The policy is not intended to continue indefinitely. Lund said also city departments will be free to respond to employees or members of the public who refuse to follow the policy, if approved, in a manner that is deemed appropriate for the particular situation. The council may adopt the resolution, vote it down Wednesday, or refer it to the city committee for further discussion. In other business, the council is expected to act on setting May the 20th as the date for a public hearing to amend the fiscal year 2020 budget, and the second reading of an ordinance prohibiting parking on the north side of East 12th Street, as recommended by the Community Protection Committee. The council passed the first reading of that back on April 15th. And the Atlantic City Council will discuss and act on recommendations for the following: the Palm Street Atlantic Golf and Country Club Drainage Review Report with regard to ongoing storm water management issues. Following discussion and a review of the options available, the council may elect to reject participation in the improvement requests, ask for additional studies, or defer the decision to a later date. City Administrator John Lund is expected to recommend the council select the option most appropriate to resolve or mitigate property damage caused by inadequate city infrastructure in the affected area, and a fiscal feasibility plan to be developed for review of a city council. Also, the council will discuss and act on a review of the bids for the Country Oak Miller Stormwater Detention Basin Project and awarding of the bid project. The lowest bid of $21,520 came from Chris Houghton Earthmoving. City Administrator John Lund says the FY 2020 budget reserved $27,000 for stormwater projects, and to date, he says none of that money has been spent on capital improvements. The project, therefore, is budgeted for and the funds are available. And the council is expected to act on setting the date for a public hearing on the proposed contract documents and estimated construction cost for the Atlantic Facade Rehabilitation Project. It's part of the Community Development Block Grant, which the final stages of pre-construction preparations are underway for. The bids will be open this Friday and the hearing held May 20th during the regular city council meeting. In other news, the Board of Regents will hold a meeting today where they will discuss a proposal to freeze tuition and fees for the 2020-21 academic year. Presidents of the three state schools reported to the Regents during a meeting last Thursday that they've lost billions of dollars from the coronavirus shutdown. University of Northern Iowa President Mark Nook is not sure how enrollments will be impacted.
It's really early right now to say that. What we are seeing is the students that we currently have on campus, as they are re-registering, are falling in line with what we have seen in the past for the students we have here.
UNI has struggled to keep its enrollment up in recent years and has focused on trying to bring in new students.
It's really early in the freshman and transfer students to make a prediction about where they're going to end up. We have been doing really well with the recruitment of that freshman class, but we're really early, too early to say exactly where we'll be.
University of Iowa President Bruce Harreld said they expect an enrollment drop.
In the recruiting for the new class, we see about 9%, 9 to 10% down from where we were expected to be. So instead of a class of close to 5,000, we're looking at 4,500. And if it moves a little up or a little down, it's going to be in that zone.
Harreld said they aren't expecting much change in current students.
Most of the returning classes are returning. Right now, we see pretty strong. We don't see a real issue there. We are concerned about our international students. We've had a downturn across the nation.
And Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein says she also expects a drop in enrollment, but doesn't have a projection just yet. She does have a concern about international students, though.
International students, we don't think, even though they're very interested in coming, may not be able to get the visa to get into the country.
Winterstein said they're hoping online classes will help them with international students by keeping them linked to the school.
Start your first semester with us online. So we're taking some steps to address what we see will be that problem for some very good students coming from other countries.
The Board of Regents will meet online today to discuss the tuition proposal and then are scheduled to vote on it in June. Latest data on COVID-19 test results show that more than 9,100 Iowans have so far tested positive for the virus. Governor Kim Reynolds included a backlog in the processing at the state hygienic lab was being resolved. On Saturday and Sunday, a total of 1,285 positive test results and more than 6,300 negative results were announced. A drive-through test Iowa site has been set up in Sioux City. Woodbury County has turned into one of the hotspots in Iowa for the virus, with more than 1,100 confirmed cases in the county. Captain Sam Otto of the Iowa National Guard's 2nd Brigade Infantry Unit in Boone said the testing is by appointment only, with a referral through the Test Iowa website or app.
There's going to be a soft opening on Monday and Tuesday, and then it should be operational throughout the rest of the week.
The Test Iowa site has been set up at Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City. The state is hiring medical staff to conduct the tests, but Guard soldiers will be assigned to the site.
We're there, you know, to provide, you know, planning support, logistical support, and then, you know, we're directing some traffic on, you know, lanes for people to go get their actual testing.
For today and Tuesday, the site will be open from noon until 6, and then on Wednesday, testing will be conducted 10 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will be no testing done on weekends. The latest statewide report indicates that 184 Iowans have died of COVID-19, and by Saturday morning, 378 were hospitalized for treatment. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.